Okay, so this is historic. You said, who said that was? This is historic. So if it's a historic, I have to give a little history. I have to go back just a little bit, because everyone gives all the introductions. They never actually get into the actual learning. You know, Yaakov said, everyone's talking, I'm learning how to learn. When's the learning going to start, right? We have all the shirim about Rabbi Nachman, We got to jump right in and learn. What's the history? What can I tell you? When I was in high school, I grew up in Southern California. My father, Allah Hashem, had a very unique siddur that he used to daven from every morning, and you couldn't get it in California. Like it turned out it was printed in England or something. So whenever we used to come back to the East Coast, so we went. There's a store. Is it still there in Manhattan, West Side Judaica? It's still there. Okay, so I went with my father, Allah Hashem. We went to West Side Judaica. So my father bought like five of the siddur, right? He's gonna snag them. And while we're waiting to pay, so by the register, they have this little book in English called "Restore My Soul." So I said, right? So I'm just thumbing through it, and then last second I said, Dad, can I get this? He goes, yeah, sure. So I put it in with all the stack of the five siddurim, this little pamphlet that Restore My Soul. I'm telling you that Sefer Restore My Soul like got me through high school. I couldn't have made it without Restore My Soul. So years later, when I finally got to Eretz Yisrael, like a good American, I walk into like the breast of a Shul Meir Sharm. I got like take me to your leader, right? What is this? So I got, and then Baruch Hashem. So we're learning now. This historic beginning. Really, Rabbi Nachman gives two ways of learning his Torahs. Oversimplifying it, we'll call it like the Bikias and the Be'ian. In Bikias, in yeshiva, in Girsa, you cover ground. You know what it says. You go through it. And there is a say like they cover a certain amount every single day of just going through Likutei Maharan. But Rabbi also, you have to learn Be'ian. And a few years ago, there was an approach started. Gottlieb and a few other chevra we've had here now. Yesterday, Rabbi Nachman Fried came, and he really has been involved in getting this project going, where he has kolim where they learn one Torah for a few months at a time. And the idea is this is like part of the breslov of a tradition, is you'll see. And again, you can only give so many introductions, but you got to like jump into the pool. But you'll see that when you're learning a Torah with that for weeks and months at a time, you'll see how it like you become immersed in it, and you reframe your life events happening within that Torah, and you'll see the godless of Rabbi Nachman how it just connects to everything. So this is actually the Torah starting. I think officially the start date was yesterday. They have kolim which learn. He said they have hundreds, not thousands, of people learning in Eretz Yisrael in America learning this Torah, and they go for They go through several times, and they go in depth. They were doing with all the Likutei Halachos on and Likutei Tefilas, and really they build it up. This is actually a long Torah, and they're planning on staying on this for 6 months. Wow. So the Torah was originally said on related to Shavuos. Many learn this Torah on Shavuos, but you'll see it's going to connect. We'll get right into it. It's going to connect to Purim is in here, and there's a lot. So we'll learn. We'll see how far we get, how we go. But that's the plan to have the weekly shiur now and staying on this Torah. For six months, I should say, and this is really it's exciting because we've had shiurim, in the past they've been more like one time events, or we had chevra that came in for Rabbi Ephraim Portnoy used to come in when he was still living in America, used to come in and give a Sunday morning shiur. We had that, I think if I remember correctly, it was like 2009, so we're a little bit overdue. Got to bring it back. So you have, this is from the BRI, they sent me the PDF with all the translations of it. So I made copies. If you don't have, I brought in a few others. Feel free to keep these and to learn with them. And then I think he's actually going to be sending in booklets. We're going to get like they make like a whole nice kuntras together of that, but you'll see. So we're going to jump right in. And again, it's not a shir, it's a shmooze, so we can talk and discuss. It begins with connecting to Shavuos. Uvayom ha-bikurim, b'rivchem, mincha chadosh la-Hashem, b'shvoseichem, mikra kodesh yelochem, kom aleches avad alosasu. Okay. Ki yesh b'chol echad mi-Yisrael, every single Jew, everyone, every single person has the bechinas malchus. So I was talking to friend of mine, my friend Rabbi Ephraim Portnoy, and he just recently started working for BRI. Now they're doing this amazing project. We have one of the volumes here, but they're doing Likutei Halachos. So he's now part of the team. And they were talking, how would you translate Bechina? An aspect? So maybe yes, maybe no, but there's something that, and there's an aspect of Malchus inside every single Jew. So you think, well, 1 second. Okay, so I can imagine, like, you know, Rosh Hashiva, Malchus. Right? But can you imagine, like, the custodian? I think every single person has an aspect of Malchus. V'chol echad lefi b'chinaso, and each one according to his level. So there is an aspect of Malchus. It doesn't say how big or how expansive it is, but on a certain prat, this person is a melech. Cain, so too, yesh lo b'chinas Malchus. He has this attribute of Malchus. Yeshu soira mebeisos. Some, their whole Malchus is like just the family. Right? Everyone else outside their house is telling him what to do, but in the house, he's the king. Literally, he's the melech in the house. Yesh shehu moishel b'yoyser. There could be a person who has a little of a larger sphere of influence, more people who are underneath him. V'chein yeshu moishel al kol ha'olam. And there's even those who literally are ruling over the whole world. So when we had three steps here, right? Just beiso, a little bit more than that, and then the whole world. Within three steps, we just made a huge, extreme jump. Kol echad lefi b'chinas malchus sheyesh lo. Now, we'll come back to this in a minute, explaining it. It depends on the level of malchus that each person has. Well, I want to try to explain it. Let's just read the words first. Bechinos, as you see in the Chumash, in Parshas Yisro, when Moshe Rabbeinu set up leaders, there were Sarei Alafim, there were some who were over thousands, there were some who were only over Sarei Meo, some were over hundreds, Sarei Chamish, some were 50, Sarei, some over 10. So you see that even you have a model of that, like on like the pyramid structure of people who are thinking. You have this in the business world all the time. Right, you have the CEO, like he's in charge of the whole company, and you have the guy who's like in charge of his department. You have the people who are in charge of maybe his whole division, or maybe his whole team, or he's a project manager. You know, like small little groups. It's funny, you know, the guy works hard in the company to get built up and up and up. So finally, now he gets his own office. Right? So what's the first thing he's thinking about when he gets his own office? When do I get the corner office? Right? When do I get to go bigger, big? Like constantly. But everyone's a melech, so you could have this. You certainly have this in the business world. You have this in your own personal life. You have those people who are your children, who are under you. You have talmidim. You have friends. You have people who are in your side, your sphere of influence. And he's going to explain. We'll see. He's going to say there's someone who's over the whole world. So bechinas amalchus hazos, with this attribute of malchus that exists inside everybody, he beisgalia veiskasia. So these are two different phrases that come up a lot. So let's clarify this. Isgalia means, well, that's what's revealed, that it's obvious, it's clear, it's just out in the open, this person is a melech. And at the same time, there's an inyan of being a melech, of ruling over, but it's miskasia, nobody knows. You don't even realize that you have a sphere of influence over that. Sometimes it's this open, and sometimes it's going to be closed. So he explains, but isgalia, when we're talking about the open, revealed form of being a melech, this is what we see revealed to the world. You see, yes, this is my boss. This is my employer. This is who I work for. This is the Rosh Hashiva. This is the Rebbe. This is whoever it is. So it's clear to everybody that this is who is. It's open and it's revealed that this is the one who is the Melech. Kifi bechinas amalchus shelo, according to this person's relationship. Uvizkasyahu. Now, how does this work if it's covered? If it's the kisu means something that's hidden, it's covered over. Kigam yesh lechol ech lefi bechinoso, bechinas malchus beskasia. A person also, whether they realize it or not, has a rule of an aspect of the person now that's a melech, and that's hidden. Dehain hishaf is galya nira she'ein lo shum emshola. If you look to the outsider, it would not appear to the outsider looking in that he has any other type of memshola. Al elu hanoshim, on these types of people. Now, just again, you're supposed to be medayik in the Torah. So it went from being a melech to being a moshel. Do you know the famous difference between a melech versus a moshel? You ever heard this before? No? So, what?
Melech the grow.
The grow, yeah. What does the grow say?
So melech is voluntary.
Is birotzon. I want you to rule over me. I'm willingly accepting you as my sovereign, right? And what's a moshel? It's a dictator, right? So you see, between the way Lahavdil, us in the Goyim, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech. Many, many psukim throughout Tehillim that point out to this. Memshol b'chol ha-goyim. Al-kol zeh, right? In-kol zeh. Be'iskasya, right? It's hidden. Ve'helam gadol. And it's, person might realize it. Hu moshel al-el ha-nashim. But he's the moshel over these people. He's ruling over them. They don't realize it. He might even realize it, but he has an influence over them. Ki nishmosim heim tachtav, because their neshamas are branches of his. They're so to speak under him. He's the, imagine like a tree, and you have within that tree is the center, and you have each branch. Each branch has offshoots of that, so you can have one that's like every single branch is connected to. And you can have a smaller branch that has a few things, and you have your smaller twigs and leaves and everything. That's what he's saying. That's what he's beginning to. Everyone has these levels of sorry Elohim, sorry Meos, sorry Chamishim, sorry Osaros. Everyone has this level, but there's one who's over everything. The Nichnaim Tachtav, they're humbled, they're subjugated under him. The Gamzois Habachina Shel Malchus Beiskasia. And this is also, it's a Melech, because he's over them, but it's not revealed. He Lechol Echad Lefi Bechinos Bechinos So. Sorry Elohim, sorry Meos. Okay. The Yesh Echa, there's one, Shib Isgalia, that when you look at this person, the Isgalia, and what you see, you look at this guy, Ain Lo Shum Memshal. You think this person isn't over anybody. This guy is like, he's a nobody. Like, you know, he doesn't have a diversified portfolio. His socks don't match his tie. Like, this guy's a big loser. Like, there's nothing go over him. But you know, he's a melech. You don't get that. You look at him, and we're so shallow, right? Like we size people up by the wardrobe. I'll tell a quick story. It's to bring out a certain point. Rabbi Dr. David Pelkovitz was once giving a lecture, and one of the people in his lecture, I apologize, I've said this story before, but it's very brings out a very strong point. One of the people, like, is sitting in his lecture, had a nose piercing in his, right? And he noticed. He was talking to him afterwards. And I guess it came up somehow in the conversation, like, you know, what's shot with the nun? So he told Dr. David Pelkovitz that he's a recovering heroin addict. And anybody who's ever struggled and defeated an addiction knows how tempting, you know, you have a skeleton in your closet every single day. There's always that danger and that concern that you can just slip back to that previous, go groping towards the familiar and fall back into that very negative, toxic type of thought process and addictions. So he put a physical item in his nose that if you'd ever get the temptation to snort the heroin, that they have something to block as a reminder, as gedarim. Yeah. Wow. This guy's a malach. This guy is an angel. And you look at him, you think, oh, here's some punk with like a nose ring. We're so shallow. Who's to say what kind of level that guy is on, right? This guy's a melech. You think he's a melech? He looks like a melech? Well, I didn't see the three-piece suit and the fancy jacket. There's a level of malchus that's revealed. There's a level of malchus that's concealed. Right? That was the story Dr. Pelkovitz told, but I think about that all the time when I find myself doing that. Unfortunately, we're humans. We try to chats people up. We judge them on superficial things. Well, we have to, first thing is be aware of it. Like, I'm being superficial right now, and to catch myself and then say, look, there's obviously something more going on over here. But look, go back to the first line. Yesh l'chol echad miYisrael b'chinas malchus. Everybody has this. Everybody has a level of being a melech. V'afal pichein be'iskasya v'helam gadol. It's hidden. And not even helam, it's a helam gadol. Now, this is the famous, we're going to get to, not tonight, but this is the famous teaching from Renach with Afila b'Hastorah, right? They made the niggun out of it. That comes from this Torah. That there's something that even the fact that Hashem is concealing himself, the concealment is concealed. Who moshel al kol hador? There's somebody who rules over the whole generation. Lafil al kol tzadiki hador. He even rules over the tzadikim of that generation. Ki kol nishmosehim heim kulam tachas memshalato malchus. So they're all under him. And again, look at both words, memshala and malchus. Both types of leadership. V'chulam nichnaim chufim elav. They're all humbled and they're kafuf. Again, we can be daik in why both types of verbs over here. Rak shehu behelam god, but it's concealed bebechinos, and bechina, that tricky word, that aspect of bechomokam muktar mugdash lishmi. Sha'af shehem oivdim avoidus alidim. Al koze behelam godol heim kulam nichnaim elav yisborach. That even in that avodah zara, it's really towards a kodesh baruch hu. But ovdim oso yisborach, really serving Hashem in that place. It doesn't look that way, but that's what the really happening. Panemius, rakshu behelam godol. It's totally hidden, concealed. Can't even hear from those. Kimochin, similarly zois bevechina shel malchus beiskasia. So you can have this type of level of being a melech. Because again, let's just quickly chazer. Everybody has a status of being a melech, and that malchus manifests itself in an open way and in a concealed way. Sha'af shebizgalia, even what's revealed, ein lu shum memshal, doesn't look at all like this guy has any type of rulership. Im kol zeh, despite that, behelam gado hu moylech aleihem, he's really ruling over them. Veheim, and all these other people, kulam tachtav v'nichnoim elav, they're all underneath him. So when I was preparing this, I saw reference to something from Chaim Ohran. I'm just going to jump in. He's working on this on this Torah. Take more chant. So he quotes this idea, right? This is Chaim Ohran, Chaf Dalid. Okay, Yish. Echad Sha'af Al Pish is Galia English Shum Mshala. Okay, it doesn't look like it in. Va'af Al Pichim is Kasi, but Ibn Hini does. Va'achar Kach, meaning now they're telling the story as Rabbi Nachman was revealing this. So you don't have it in the sheets in front of you. Omer Befeir Shal Atzmo. He said explicitly about himself. This is Rabbi Nachman saying on himself. Lechem Nidme. To you all it appears She'enli Mshala Ki'im Aleichem. He's talking to his Chasidim. You think like my Malchus is only over you? Like you're my Talmidim, you're my Chasidim, you're my students. The emes, in truth, and emoshel, I'm ruling afilu akol tzadiki hador. I rule over even the tzadikim of this generation. Rak shehu beiskasya, but that's hidden. I'm over them, right? Va'achar shomer ha'inyan mavur b'sof Torah hanal. Then he was explaining the whole thing. So Rabbi Nachman, like, was saying on himself, I'm ruling over everybody.
He's the guy.
Some people get like really worked up when you have like one of these types of statements. You know, some people like they don't sleep at night because these types of things. Like other people, okay, sorry. Rabbi Nachman was telling us what we need to know. I think Shlomo Katz has a shir where he kind of addresses some of these things that people have. If you're not familiar with Rabbi Nachman's, and by the way, let's just be open honestly here. It's not only in Breslov. You have very similar statements, the Kamorna Rebbe. You have very types of statements from Ruzhin. Right, Rajin was Malchus. You have that. Rabbi Nachman was telling what you need to know. Imagine I was explaining this to somebody. If I was just to say like a statement, you know, like the sky is blue, like the grass is green. So then I'm telling you a fact. Like Rabbi Nachman says, like I have memshol over all the tzaddikim of the Jordan. I'm telling you a fact. Like the same way I'm not no gebedover in the fact that I tell you what the color of the sky is. Like Rabbi Nachman, like this wasn't a personal thing. I'm just telling you how it is. This is the way it is. So I want to go that's Os Aleph. I think there's 12 Os here. Some of them are shorter, some of them are long. But I want to like now do a little bit more of a deeper dive into this. So we talk about everyone is a Melech. So Melech, without getting into Kabbalah, Malchus, what these things are, Melech is brought down in the Svarim, a few Ramazim, that the Mem Lamed Chaf stand for the different parts of a person's body, and really means all of your faculties. The Mem stands for, what do you think? Moach, the Lamed, Lev, and the Chaf is, I mean, your liver. It means your emotions, right? So you have the head, the heart, and all your physical drives. And that's where you rule over them. The Melech, in terms of the Sphiros, is something that has nothing of its own. That's why Melech is the letters of Leis Migarmei Klum, the one who doesn't have anything himself. In Halacha, the Melech is the representative of the nation. So a Melech, on the one hand, is an attribute of having his batlus, of just being completely nullified. And the other hand, it's being a ruler. So one of the most, personally for me, one of the most influential mashpiyim alive today is Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter. You heard of him? He's one of the Ziknei Breslov. So in his Sefer, this is the one I'm doing now. He's working on this. I'll send these this way. That's what I want. That's as far as I want to go in the actual Torah for tonight, just Os Aleph. But I want to learn with you selections from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter, who discussed with this idea of being a Melech. We did Os Aleph. We did Aleph. That's what we got up to. And now, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter is big tzaddik. So he's working on this Torah. And you find in Breslov, they'll have a lot of commentaries explaining, right, what Rabbi Nachman was addressing them and bringing it down. So he's quoting the first part of our Torah about how everybody has this level of being. I'll read it again. We just saw this inside. It says, Yesh b'chol echem Yisrael b'chinas malchus. Everyone has a melech. V'chol echem l'fi b'chinas so. Yesh lo b'chinas malchus. Everyone has that attribute. Yesh lo sorer b'beiso on his house. Yesh lo Moshe b'yosef, even more. Right? B'chinas sorry alofim, sorry meos, sorry osoros. Okay. B'kutim haran simen nunvav. That's our Torah we're learning now. So that's the quote. Here's where Rabbi Yaakov Meir Schechter picks up and says, Ulam reishis l'chol dover, tzarech shei moshel al atzmo. before we talk about ruling over your house and ruling over bigger and ruling over the whole world, you got to rule over yourself. Kirak az mekabel es ginune malchus. That's when you have mannerisms of the depict royalty. V'nasa roilios melech, and that's how you make yourself appropriate to being a melech. Shlo ye eved el a melech. And this is what he's going to talk about, that at any point of time, we're either operating as a melech or as an eved, as a king or as a servant. Umahin oisa ginunim shel malchus. What are these mannerisms that are reflective of being a royalty, of being a king? Shezachich es atzmo. You've purified yourself, the yadai nafsho, and you've, you know, kind of made more erlich your nesham, your midos. Shlo ye eved limlois tavoso. You shouldn't become a servant to fulfilling whatever taivi is in front of you. That whether it's in food, or whether it's in drink, or whether it's in any type of physical thing, I'm allowed, I have the ability to say no to that. Kimosh nemar eitzo kenan kishro noach. When Noach saw his son wasn't able to rule over his tivus, he cursed him. Eved avadim yelachiv. You're going to be an eved. The one who's unable to control his tivus is an eved. Right? And then the converse is the one who does control him, who's in control, he's the melech. And he's a beautiful diak. Rebbe Alshich. The Alshich was a fascinating commentator on Chumash. Now we know the famous story when it's like you get skipped when you're little, but like, you know, after third grade you get to read this real story of what happened in Parshas Noach. That they saw that their father was naked, he was exposed. Ufenehim achronus, and their faces were backwards. Madulo histaku ba'atvis, and why was that sufficient just to close your eyes? Right? The father's in the room, they have to walk towards the father, so walk forward, but just close your eyes. Why did they walk backwards? Peneim achronos. They walked in backwards to get there. Ela kedei shlo yifgam hatzel melakim shalehem. They didn't want to defile their own tzel melakim. Bios peneim neged ha'erva, to have an erva in front of them. So they had to do the right thing. Kibud aveim. They had to cover their father and get him out of this disrespectful position that he had been in. But you don't have to walk face first. Lachain choseres atara umagdisha pa'amayim. The Torah goes back and repeats it twice. Vayelchu achronis. They walk backwards. Not only walk, but ufneim achronis. Hayneki shem v'yefes shamru al dumus diyuknam v'tzalmam v'lo nichnu l'tayvus abahamias. To elevate themselves over this animal taiva, right? To behave like, again, whatever the different opinions is, when it talks about what exactly Cham did, but the idea is that they don't want to defile themselves to that. Ki lefiha emes ze kol ha-hevdel ben ikon shel melech le'eved. The icon, the idea of a king versus a servant. Ha-melech midoisav tavosav v'yado. He's got them in his hand. Hu sholet aleihem. Right? He rules over his heart and over his kalev, his emotions. He's in control. That the moach is sholet al halev. What do we start off by saying? That everyone has a bechin of being a melech. And so that, again, how large that sphere of influence is. But the kodem kol, we don't even get to that. You got to be a melech over yourself. But the eved, the servant, tavosu shalatim alav. Nebuch, whatever his taivas tell him to do, he's drawn after that. He sees a pop-up on what the latest fashion is. So I got to dress like that. I have no choice. This is what everyone's doing. He has a type of this. Everything's he's in control of others. People are dictating him. Some sleazebag fashion designer in Paris is telling him how he has to dress, and he's in Nebuch. This is what everyone's is popular. So I got to follow that. He's an eved. The melech says, I don't care what everyone's doing. I'm in control. I decide how I want to dress, how I want to talk, how I want to conduct myself. And the eved is like a slave to popular opinion. What are people saying? What's everyone doing? I have to follow that. So the taiva is shalit on him. Kloimar, ha'adam shalit achet taivas libo. The person goes after his heart's desires. Ein hu ben chorin. He's not free. You know, people think, oh, I'm free. I can do whatever I want. Yeah, really? You could really do whatever you want? No, you just delude yourself. There's a great line in the, I don't smoke cigarettes because it's a form of slavery. It's true. Ela kol kulo nisrach achar libo. Disgusting things. But who shovui? He's a captive. Biyado kevni, like a contemptible type of an eved. Harehu b'metzias eved. That's who he is. Okay, I'm going to skip a little bit. He talks about how this was the idea of how Yosef, Let's go to the next page for a second, where it says Malchus Biska. Again, this is still working on our Torah. Od Sham, more again. This is still Torah Nun Vav. Bechinus Malchus Azos. This idea of being a Melech Bechol Adam He Biskalia Biskasi. As we explained, it's hidden and it's revealed. Ki Gam Yesh Lechol Echad Lefi Bechinaso Bechinus Malchus Biskasiya. It looks like to the outside he has no control over them. Im calls it despite this, because their neshamas are under him. This is a fascinating insight. There's a famous Gemara I'm sure we've heard of. Erevin Nun Dal Lamedes. We know that he had one of his students who, we'll say it nicely, just wasn't the brightest crayon in the box, right? Did not understand the shir. He said it over 400 times. You know, like we're sitting like, do I have to repeat myself again? Yes. 399 more times. Thank you. 400 times. I think Rav Chaim Shmulevitz has in Sichas Moser, he says, we always talk about the prayer, but imagine the student.
Right.
Imagine the student who's willing to keep going. Like, did you get it? He's honest. He says, no. Okay, let's do it again. The kid who's willing to sit and hear it. The Rebbe, you already prayed. Again, I'm not taking away from anyone, but we always talk about the Rebbe's savlonis. Think for a minute about the Talmud, how much he had to be. I remember hearing a story told about Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, that he had a brother, I think Shmuel Soloveitchik was a chemist. And when they were learning with their father, Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, so he'd be going over whatever it was, the Gemara, and he'd say, do Farshtein, you understand? And like, Rabbi Yosha Baer, the Yosha says, no. You get a slap, you get a potch. And he said, you go to Chazard again with him. And his brother, Shmuel, said, I just said yes, like I didn't want to get the potch. He says, and that's why he became the Rav, and I became a chemist. Because look at the Talmud. So there's this tremendous amount of savlonis. This tremendous amount that he's repeating it 400 times. Sapam achas shlohevi in a Talmud. It took 400 times. He still didn't get it. Chazer ito dalad meos pamim nofsefas. Another 400 times. Right? Huftach loshu vonav dorov yizku l'chayolam habo. So the reward he got for this was that now, because of his thing, the whole generation is going to get Olam Haba.
Because
of what Repreda did, his Savlanus, as a reward for that, because you did it 400 times. It took 400 times, that was a normal time. That was the normal fill up the tank, it takes 400 times. And he did it 400 times, he didn't get it. So Repreda did a second 400 times, 800 total, until the Talmud did it. So Baskol comes out and said, you're going to get, the whole generation is going to get Olam Haba because of your tremendous patience. So he says, watch this. On the fifth line down, Ein HaKavana, don't think, Kosev HaRizal, Shekol Eilu Shehaya Ba'oisa Hador Mamish Hailehem Chelik Lam Haboa. But everybody gets Olam Haboa just because of that? Elo, rather, what does it mean? Hakavana hi. Shekishi Yadua Kol Tzadik Hubachinas Anaf. Every Tzadik has these branches. Shaharbi Neshamas Tuliyimbo. That each, like we said, the tree, or that branch from the tree, and many of the Neshamas are offshoots of that. Vehem Nikroim Doro. That's what's called his generation. It doesn't mean Rav Preda, everybody in your generation who was born when you died, you lived, and died when you died, they're going to get Olam Haba. Everybody who's part of your door, who's connected to your neshama, Preda, did this amazing thing, and you have neshamas that are connected to you, so that's called your door, right? But I was thinking about this. Like, I was really spoiled, because you see from this clearly that a door doesn't mean a time span. It means a neshama that's connected to the tzaddik. Rabbi Nachman in the 1800s. This is the generation of Rabbi Nachman. It's more and more and more people are coming to this. There's a revolution happening, and people used to not talking. I remember when I want to say who, because he's a big guy in Eretz Yisrael. So I'll say it myself. We used to learn Breslov under the table. We had this only. the big bad wolf is coming out like quick, like rip out the Gemara, like loading. But he's a big mashpia in Eretz Yisrael. But you couldn't really talk openly about this. And then like years later, they bring in Moshe Weinberger, right, to YU to teach openly. This is the generation of Rabbi Nachman. This is the last part on the next page. It says Vizos Hakavanas Chazal. That's what That's what Chazal were teaching us. Shepreda Heir Bekoichel Hagadol Lechol HaNeshamos HaTluyos Bo. He lit up all of the souls that were dependent, attached, and connected to him. Shiyu Bnei Olam Haba. He brought them into Olam Haba. Shekulim Yagila Tikunim. They all got their soul correction, their tikun. Vahainu Malchus Beiskasya. And that's what it means. That's all. Again, it all comes back to Likutei Maharan. This is just Rabbi Yaakov Mershechter connecting it and taking the teaching of Rabbi Nachman and showing how you can, with that idea, you can understand many, many other facets of Torah as well. So I think we'll stop here for tonight. But I'm excited about this, and my plan is to Mitzvah Shem. I don't know how far we're going to go each week. We'll see. Well, you know, I like to supplement with other things as well. But please, any comments, any questions? I'm happy to.